Little did I know when I returned to my town in SC to be a caregiver that I would be enabling my mother and I, as a guest author, to break bread with a Hammer horror actress in 2015 and visit with another at the Retrorama Collectibles show in Jacksonville, Florida, my mother's hometown. Veronica Carlson and Susanna Lee were both horror actress guests, but I cannot remember with whom we broke bread. Both were friendly when we saw them at various times at Retrorama. By the way, I will not be attending the February event this year as a guest author or vendor, but the Retrorama Collectibles show will be Sunday, February 19th at the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center by Wyndham on 3130 Hartley Road in the Mandarin area of Jacksonville. Retrorama Collectibles founder and promoter Ed Tucker said that the show, which happens three times a year and celebrated its 10th anniversary in September of last year, has evolved over the past decade. In 2020, when COVID struck, many conventions were put on hiatus and some never returned, Ed explained. Ed said, "The Retrorama Collectibles show was one of the first to recover, and we switched to a merchandise-centric show that emphasized collectibles over other elements we had featured in the past." Ed implied that special guests or guests were one element that was eliminated from the show post-COVID. But he also mentioned a welcome change. Ed said, "Thanks to our sponsors, we were able to eliminate the general admission fees, so now attendees can spend all their money with the vendors rather than having to make an investment just to get into the show. This format has proven very popular in the local collector community, and our three shows each year are now selling out of vendor space months in advance. The collector show on Sunday, February 19th is from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. with two categories of admission. The early bird admission at 9 a.m. is $10. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., it is free admission. Again, in recent years, they have just had vendors, not guests. But they have also had plenty of professional cosplayers visit. And they've had tables of everything, retro, from Mickey Mouse collectibles to He-Man action figures to vintage board games and more for sale. At about a three-hour drive from Statesboro, it could still be a good road trip for those who like long trips. Also, area attractions such as museums and additional shopping could make it a good weekend trip. For example, just in the Mandarin area, Target a few blocks from the Collectibles Show Hotel is one of the few mini Disney store setups which were started after many Disney stores in the country closed. Within the Ramada Hotel itself is a comedy club, the Comedy Zone, and beyond the hotel restaurant, there are many dining choices in Mandarin from barbecue to organic foods. In addition, there are many area museums and historic locations in the city. Back to the Scream Queen. As a formally invited guest at Oz Stravaganza in Chittenango, New York for approximately half a decade at that point, I had been able to break bread with MGM Munchkin actors and actresses and other Oz celebrities, many of whom eventually and sadly passed away. I did take my mom to one of the events one year, and she was able to meet some of them, but 2015 was special. That was the year that I left an almost decade-long job that I felt was no longer for me, started part-time jobs, and started assisting my mom as a caregiver. Also, though I had been traveling regionally and to New York State for Oz festivals and cons, this was the first year I had gone to a Florida con as a guest. At the con, I helped my mom get to our table at a breakfast buffet at Gigi's restaurant at the Ramada Hotel. Our half-booth, half-table was just a short space by an actress from a Hammer film. In fact, there was not much distance between Mom and the actress on the booth side. They were so close they could have eaten each other's eggs and bacon. Ron Baxley Jr. is shown with his Corgi Ziggy at a show in 2021 or 2022. Ron was a vendor and not a guest at that point. Ziggy was let in and out of his crate during the day. Courtesy of Retrorama Collectibles show, we politely introduced ourselves, and I was the first to realize the well-dressed woman was one of the guest Hammer horror actresses. She discussed what it was like to work with some of the actors and how intimidating they could be. As a British person, she showed great respect for the fact that I was taking care of my mother. Also, she looked extremely good for her age and had a natural look. My mom and I will always remember having breakfast with a Hammer horror actress, and I will always see her as one more star who shone brightly among the galaxy of stars I have met or interviewed in my life. Sadly, I recently learned that both Hammer horror actresses who were at the event have passed away. I am glad we were able to meet them when we did. Many collectors who have been around for many decades and have stories to share will be at the event this year. I have met individuals from the Philippines and other locations who have been collecting vintage items for many years at those shows. Retrorama Collectibles Show is, again, coming up on Sunday, February 19 from 9 a.m. 4 p.m. with early bird admission for $10 at 9 a.m. with free admission 10 a.m. and after, at the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center by Wyndham on 3130 Hartley Road in the Mandarin area of Jacksonville, Florida. Though not having celebrities from the past anymore, the show is still a great place to find toys and games from your childhood or even before your childhood. Many toys, games, and collectibles from the 50s, maybe even further back, on forward, close to the present day, can be found there. Make your own great memories.